Hello, everyone. My name's Cassandra Rose, and thank you for joining me for my first official podcast trailer. So this is going to just be kind of an overview, some of the things that you can come to expect from my podcast, and I'll give you a little taste of something I kind of wrote up last night when I couldn't sleep. So a lot of this is going to be my late night thoughts and, you know, like, I guess epiphanies or, you know, things like that. So a little bit more about me. My name is Cassandra Rose, as I already said. I am a mom. I'm also a business owner, businesswoman, entrepreneur. I'm a self-love advocate. I've also been doing a whole lot of self-development myself and just learning a lot and wanting to share what I'm learning with others and, you know, encourage them so that, you know, if they're struggling through some of the things I've struggled through, maybe I can help them by sharing what I've been doing for myself. So I'm just going to jump right into what I was talking about what I wrote up last night, things that were on my mind. So I've noticed I don't like to let people see me cry. How many of you can relate to that? So I've noticed when I do cry in front of other people, I tend to turn away or I will hold it in so that they don't see me cry. And I kind of just was having a late night random thought, like, why do I do that? You know, like just trying to figure out myself more and taking a better look at myself and why I do the things I do. And that's just part of, you know, that self-discovery, you know, for yourself too. If you are struggling with that, the thing we got to learn is we need to focus more on how we're feeling and, you know, ourselves instead of trying to look for that love out in the world through other people, through other people or, you know, just things, when really what we should be focusing on is ourselves. And like, we spend a lot of time worrying about others and how they feel and how we can make them feel better. But we should really be using some of that towards ourselves, like showing ourselves that same love that we would share or that we would show a dear friend, if that makes sense. All right, so kind of, I got off topic there. I squirrel a lot, so back to what I was saying, though. So I've noticed that I keep it in, or I, you know, don't like to show it, and I'm trying to understand who I am, why I am who I am, and who I am still yet to be. So maybe it's that I don't want people to see me cry because I don't want to be seen or thought of as weak. But is crying weak? Maybe it's I don't want to be vulnerable. I feel like I have to always be strong for everyone else. I think part of that comes from being the oldest sibling and a single parent for most of my kids' lives. I'm very independent. I was raised by strong, independent women. So this is what it's like to be inside my mind. So that's just a little, trailer type version of the things that you can come to find at my podcast. And in case I didn't mention, the podcast name is called Reflections of a Busy Mind. So if you are interested and look forward to hearing more from me, please subscribe. I am new to the whole podcast world, so this is something new for me, and I hope you're excited to join me and follow along. And I hope you all have a beautiful day, and don't forget to go out and be the awesome person I know you are. Bye for now.